With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Donald Trump has reportedly taken the lead over Kamala Harris.
In key battleground states like Arizona and Nevada, Trump leads Harris 48% to 47%. Conversely, the Democratic nominee leads the Republican candidate 48 to 47% in New Mexico and Colorado. One poll has them tied in Pennsylvania, another has Trump leading there, and two other polls have Harris ahead. Harris leads Trump in Michigan and Wisconsin, and one poll has her leading multiple candidates in Virginia. North Carolina, still recovering from hurricane damage, sees Trump leading the vice president 50 to 47%, and a new poll from Tip Insights has Trump leading Harris by 1 point, 49 to 48% nationwide. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, the presidential race isn't the only close election contest in Michigan this year.
There are several key Senate races nationwide that could determine control of the U.S. Senate, and Michigan has one of them. Democratic Congresswoman Alyssa Slotkin versus former Republican Congressman Mike Rogers. Barack Obama has boosted Slotkin with a campaign appearance and radio ads here in Michigan. Rogers has the backing of Donald Trump as he looks to return to Washington. Key issues in this race include the economy, electric vehicles, and abortion. On the Blue Wall States tour, Greg Clugston, Kalamazoo, Michigan.
Republican Senate candidate Tim Sheehy of Montana says the military has seen a major decline and the lack of focus on going into combat.
Our men and women, their number one priority must always be the ability to close with and kill the enemy. That's a fact. That's what they are meant to do. Whether it's flying jets, driving submarines, or shooting a rifle, they have to be ready to kill the enemy in defense of their nation.
She says during the Biden-Harris administration, the focus has shifted toward things like greenhouse emissions for fighter jets and DEI standards for military promotions. She was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. This is SRN News. A new look at America's attitudes about LGBT issues with SRN's Michael Harrington.
It comes from the Public Religion Research Institute, and it finds that 66% of adults support gay marriage. However, 57% say your driver's license and other government IDs should bear the gender you were born as, not the one you may be living as now. Americans are split on laws that would bar a parent from helping their child undergo a sex change operation. 47% support such laws, 49% do not. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A new poll from Rasmussen Reports and the Institute for Faith and Culture predicts people of faith will play a key role in the presidential election. The survey gauged the likelihood of Christians showing up at the polls this election cycle, addressing concerns over potential voter apathy. It found 77% of evangelical Christians have already voted or definitely plan to vote. The survey also reveals 75% of evangelicals are praying about the election. This is SRN News. It is one long and very tedious process, but it must be completed. Arizona is pulling in extra help to deal with a flood of early ballots. With more, here is correspondent Ben Thomas.
And around-the-clock operations underway in Arizona's most populous county to process early ballots that are an unusually long 2 pages. Election officials in Maricopa County must verify each voter's signature on the envelopes and then remove the actual ballot pages so they can be prepared for counting. Officials have said vote counting machines could jam if both pages of the ballot are not fed separately. The Maricopa County Recorder says 1 million ballots have come in already. That represents about 40% of the nearly 2.6 million people registered to vote. The election team is getting help from other county employees, assisting with the night shifts. I'm Ben Thomas.
You'll find more on that story, plus other stories, headlines, analysis, and more at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.